WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
For months, hospitals across the country have told people to stay away. They needed all the beds they could spare for COVID-19 patients. But there were still people who should have shown up in the ER, people with serious conditions like heart attacks and strokes. In Cook County, a WBEZ investigation has found signs that people have been delaying health care since the new coronavirus hit in March. Some doctors even suspect people are dying at home because they put off treatment. WBEZ's public health reporter Kristen Shore spoke today with WBEZ's Lisa Labas to explain the numbers.
So there's a lot to break down here. First, tell me what you've been hearing from the hospitals.
So they're noticing a lot fewer patients in their ERs, especially for heart attacks and strokes, like you mentioned. An ER doctor at Rush University Medical Center, just west of downtown, told me that she's been there for 18 years. And in April, when COVID really started to surge here, the ER volume was the lowest she's ever seen. And she said if people do come in, you know, they're showing up later than usual. She gave me a description of one patient who fell and hit her head, put up with this persistent headache for a week or so before heading to Rush's ER, and then she showed up with significant bleeding around her brain.
So what are patients telling you about why they might be scared to go in?
Yeah, so remember the messaging early on. Hospitals told you not to go. You know, they needed to make way for COVID patients. They were preparing for these nightmare scenarios. So patients, who maybe didn't have COVID were scared. You know, they didn't know what they were going to find at the hospital. I talked to a woman named Andrea Ratliff. She lives in Hazelcrest in the south suburbs. And she knew she had to go to the hospital because she couldn't breathe. She had this persistent fever and a nagging cough. And these are all signs of COVID-19. But here's why she was afraid to go to the hospital.
So I thought that I was going to walk in there and, I was going to see people practically dying all around me.
And Andrea wound up hospitalized on machines for weeks and is now recovering. But it just goes to show you how scared some people are to go.
Kristen, you and your colleague Elliot Ramos did a lot of digging into health data about this trend you noticed. What did you learn about what's happening to these patients?
Yeah, so we looked at 911 calls in Chicago, for example, and we found, you know, evidence that supports what doctors are telling us, that people are afraid to go to the hospital. There were nearly 6,000 fewer calls to 911 from January to April. Calls are down for a lot of things that can kill you, so chest pain, heart attacks, strokes. But they were up dramatically for difficulty breathing, and that's a major symptom of COVID-19. So this might suggest that people are putting off care for so long that they had to call 911. We also looked at data about deaths in Cook County. Now, this is not the full picture because the medical examiner only investigates about 16% of deaths in the county. But we found that the number of people dying of heart disease, for example, has gone up during the pandemic. And remember, people having heart attacks perhaps are not showing up in the hospital as much. Now, the medical examiner says some of these could be related to COVID, those heart disease cases. And she's actually going to test some of the cases to see if that's true.
And so what does all this reporting tell us?
So a couple of things. It suggests that people could be getting sicker because they're delaying healthcare. They could be dying of COVID and it's just not diagnosed. And they could be dying at home because they're afraid to go to the hospital.
So it sounds like it's going to be hard for doctors to get patients to trust hospitals again and come back.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be pretty hard. Here's one example from Dr. Mark Ricciardi. He's a North Shore cardiologist. He told me his office recently started calling patients whose procedures they postponed when COVID started to uptick. These people could otherwise have a heart attack if they're not seen, perhaps. But still, some don't want to come back.
Four of the first 10 said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to wait it out. I don't want to come into a hospital right now.
So it could take a while for patients to feel safe again, though the Rush ER doctor I talked to told me today she's seeing signs that patients are slowly starting to return.
That was WBEZ's public health reporter Kristen Shores talking with WBEZ's Lisa Labas.